You're listening to the audio production of Live No Lies, Audio Bible Studies by John Mark Comer, published by Zondervan and presented by the author. These audio Bible studies are a unique learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, Live No Lies includes high-quality live recordings that cover the important points from each chapter, as well as relevant material from other sources.
We have a saying in my city that I hear all the time. It comes up in conversation whenever you're chatting with somebody and there's a mutual pain point in life. The saying is, the struggle is real. I was in traffic for an hour. The struggle is real. Winter is dragging on and on. The struggle is real. Underneath that popular cliche is a dark comedy over the fact that life, as good and rich as it is full of suffering and pain. No matter how much money you make or success you achieve, no life is up and to the right nonstop. At times, it is just a struggle to keep on. Jesus said as much. In John's gospel, Jesus said, "In this world, you will have trouble." Will have trouble, not are likely to or it's theoretically possible. No, you will have trouble. Jesus and the New Testament writers go on to command us all through the New Testament to rejoice, meaning to choose joy. Why? That's an odd command, right? A command to be happy? Because in this world, suffering is inevitable, but joy is not. Of course, all sorts of wise teachers differentiate between pain and suffering. Pain is what is. The death of a loved one, or a diagnosis, or a divorce, or a failure, or a betrayal that you just can't shake. Suffering is how we feel about what is and the meaning we make or we don't make from it. Psychologists define neuroticism as when we suffer more than we need to. By that definition, a lot of us are neurotic. We suffer more than we need to, in large part because we expect life to be easy. M. Scott Peck, if you're familiar with him, in his best-selling book, The Road Less Traveled, opens with this very simple line, life is difficult. And then he goes on for a few pages just to argue that when you expect life to be easy, it's really hard and you suffer and feel pain. But when you expect life to be hard, for the most part, in a counterintuitive way, it's very good and you are, not always, but a lot of the time, full of joy. And nowhere is this more true than in the spiritual life. Spirituality is a kind of struggle for our soul. Now, our generation is very uncomfortable with struggle in general and military metaphors and faith in particular, and for good reason if you've ever read church history. But the New Testament authors do not share our kind of fear of that metaphor. Over and over, they liken following Jesus not only to a struggle, but to a kind of war for the soul. Paul, the most prolific writer in the New Testament, says, "Fight the good fight of faith," a famous line. He also writes, "Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes." He's very careful to note that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the spiritual forces of evil. And he goes on to say, the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world, and we have divine power to demolish strongholds. That's all like rife military imagery from the ancient world. If you know your church history, you know there's an ancient stream of the church that developed around this spirituality of struggle and even spiritual war. It started with the desert fathers and mothers. The 3rd and 4th centuries were a defining moment for the church, the global church, not just the Western church. On one hand, Emperor Constantine, if you know your history, legalized the way of Jesus, or what by the 2nd century had come to be called Christianity. And the church kind of lost its prophetic edge. It began more and more to compromise with Rome and become complicit in a system that at times was very un-Christian. On the other hand, Rome, the empire, was in decline and disarray, and it felt like the world was falling apart at the seams. Thousands of followers of Jesus, as
Sample complete. Ready to continue?